The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Then you may please be seated. Praise the Lord. I welcome you into God's presence this morning. And I know that your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. If you were not at the breakthrough encounter yesterday, you missed a lot. Mega. You can see now. Mega. Not even that you missed. Mega missed. I know the rain stopped many people from setting out. But, you know, things like that should tell you that it's just something that doesn't want you to get here on time. It was awesome. I'll advise you get the CD. It will bless you exceedingly. It will bless you. As I was around the church this morning, I already heard somebody listening to that message on maybe on the phone or somewhere. You know, of yes, it was very awesome. Your life will never be the same again. Liberation via the anointing. Liberation via the anointing. The liberation simply means freedom. Freedom, or what you can call collection of your rights and your privileges. Collection of your rights and your privileges. How many of you know that you have rights and privileges? You will get it this morning. In the name of Jesus. You see, when we have teams, they are not just things that we just form. It tells you, gives you an idea of what God wants to do at a particular point in time. And you have to war to get it accomplished. And then this is the team. Just clap your hands. No. You war to get that team accomplished in your life. Liberation means freedom. It means the collection of your rights and your privileges. To be liberated is to attain your true status and position. For somebody to be liberated means for him to attain his or her true status or his or her true position. For you to attain your real status, the real you. Joseph was in prison. He was unliberated. But one day, someone say one day, they brought him out. They changed his clothes and they moved him to the palace. And he was in that palace for many years. He was there for many, many, many years. Relevant for about 80 years in the palace. Somebody's here. God is going to change your level. Amen. That true status that is meant for you, you will attain that status in Jesus' name. Amen. Sometimes when we look at a world, it's always also good to look at the opposite. You know, when we're in school, we do words and opposites. This is to give a broader knowledge of what that word is talking about. Hello. So what does it mean to be unliberated? What does it really mean to be unliberated? It means to be in chains in life. For one, to be in chains in life. Financial chains. It's as if something held down your money. A mental chain. It's as if something doesn't want you to... You read. There's no success. It's like one is in chains in life. It also means to be in the prison of life. To be free in life, but it's as if one is inside prison. You are not free to do what you want. You are not free to live your life. You are not free to enjoy your life. It's as if you are inside prison. Whereas you are not inside. When we are talking of these things, they are spiritual things. To be in the prison of life. It also means to be yoked or burdened. To be yoked. To carry weight. To carry a weight can also mean to be unliberated. And in Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27 explains to us about how to get this yoke out. How to deal with the issue of burdens in our life. And it says, and it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. If you are in prison in life, if you are inside the dungeon of life, the Bible says there is a solution. Touch your neighbor and say, there's a solution. There is a solution to the yoke of life, to the burden of life, to the lack in life, to the insufficiency of life. Bible says, because of the anointing that is on you, he said, the burden shall be lifted, it shall be taken away, shall be destroyed. Everything that represents a yoke in your life shall be destroyed today. Everything that represents a yoke in your life shall be destroyed today. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. The anointing is the supernatural force for bringing one out of bondage. The anointing is the power of God for bringing one out of captivity of life. The measure of the anointing on your life determines the measure of your freedom in all phases of life. And when we're talking of the anointing, we're not only talking of the oil. The anointing is the oil, but the oil is symbolic of the anointing. It is the power content in the oil that makes the difference. Or else you can just take any vegetable oil and put it on your head. It is the content of God inside that oil that makes a whole world of difference. This morning, a fresh anointing that will bring about your total freedom with what has kept you in captivity is coming on you in the name of Jesus. It is coming on you this morning in the name of Jesus. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Can I please hear your loudest amen? What are the benefits of the anointing? What do you stand to gain from the anointing? Number one is power. That is, what is in the anointing that liberates? Somebody say power. Somebody say power. Hello. In Acts 10 verse 38, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. So, power content in the anointing is what brings about liberation. How the anointing provokes liberation. That's what we're talking about now. And I said number one is that because it brings forth power in your life. It brings forth power in your life. In Psalm 66 verse 3, the Bible says, through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. So power is necessary for freedom. Until you are empowered, devil will never let you go. Until there's a power given to you. In Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So, power is necessary. And somebody is here this morning, God is going to empower you in the name of Jesus. God is going to supernaturally empower you in the name of Jesus. Number one benefit of the anointing that makes it to bring forth liberation is that the anointing carries power. The anointing carries power. The power of God is inside the oil. Anybody that is anointed carries power. And today, fresh power you encounter in the name of Jesus. Number two very vital benefit of the anointing that provokes liberation is distinction. This anointing distinguishes you. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1, Saul was distinguished because of the anointing on his head. The Bible says, and Samuel took a veil of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord had anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? The anointing always distinguishes. It brings you out of the multitude. There are some people here this morning. God is going to distinguish you. I say God is going to distinguish you. If you are one of us, let me hear your loudest amen. In verse 6, you will see how this guy became another man. All because of the anointing. He became another man. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And thou shalt prophesy with them. And you shall be turned into another what? Today, God will turn you to another man. I say, God will turn you into another man. All because this guy was anointed, he was turned to another man. All because he carried the anointing, he turned to another man. Men have been looking at you as the same person. But after the anointing of today, they will see you as another man. They will see you as another lady. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. God always distinguishes people through the anointing. In Exodus 29 verse 21. Exodus 29 verse 21. The Bible speaking there says, and thou shalt take of the blood that is upon thy altar and the anointing oil and sprinkle it upon Aaron and upon his garment and upon his sons and upon his garment and upon his sons, and he shall be hallowed, and his garment and his sons and his sons' garment. That is, if God wants to distinguish or appoint, he uses the anointing. Here God was appointing Aaron and his children, and God spoke to them and said, guys, for you to occupy this office, there's something you need called the anointing. For you to occupy this office, there's something vital called the anointing. Without it, you can't occupy the office. Can I tell you this? For God to distinguish you in the business that you are doing, for God to distinguish you in the class where you are, you need the anointing. For God to bring you out of general grade with others, general grade, the grade everybody normally have in the class. For God to bring you out, you need something very crucial called the anointing. And you will get it today. Amen. I say you will get it today. Amen. If I were you, I would say a bigger amen. Number 3, benefit of the anointing that provokes liberation. The 3 benefit is called direction. Someone say direction. Direction is a function of the anointing. Until you are directed, you cannot be liberated. Psalm 32 verse 8. I will lead you. I will teach you in the path to follow. I will guide you with my own eyes. I will ensure that I move you to where you are supposed to go. Immediately Saul was anointed in 1 Samuel 10 verse 1. 1 Samuel 10 verse 1. In verse 2, the next thing he received was direction. 1 Samuel 10 verse 2. The next thing Saul received was direction. When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find 2 men. Can you see that? In verse 1, he was anointed. In verse 2, direction was already coming. And when thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find 2 men by Rachel Sabuka in the borders of Benjamin at Zelzah, and they shall say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found. And lo, thy father had left the care of the asses and sorrowed for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Immediately the oil came, direction came. As a result of today's anointing, direction will come for you. I say, as a result of today's anointing, direction will come for you. You know, the reason why guys get nails from girls is because of lack of direction. You saw a lady, she's nice, you like her. You did not seek God. Is this the person? You went to her. She said, no way. You go to another one. I saw you last night. You were looking, you were wearing my mother's clothes. She said, no, it's not me. I'm about to get married. You went to somebody else again. He said, you see, your name is Shade, and my grandmother's name is also Shade. It shows that. He said, no, it can't be my own Shade because I just did my engagement last week. And you see guys in the church, maybe they've received like 17 nails. Any decision that is a lifetime decision needs direction. If you want to eat dodo or eat fried yam, you can decide on that on your own. But issues that have long-term effects, someone say long-term effect. Long-term effect issues need direction. And it's only obtainable from the anointing. It's only obtainable from the anointing. It's a new day for somebody here today. It's a new day for somebody here today. What else is in the anointing that makes it bring about liberation? Cleansing and lighting. Cleansing and lighting. In Exodus 40, verse 9 to 10. Exodus chapter 40, verse 9 to 10. The anointing, the Bible explains to us. The Bible says, "And thou shalt take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that is therein, and shall hallow it and all the vessels thereof, and it shall be holy. And thou shalt anoint the altar of the burnt offering and all his vessels, and sanctify the altar, and it shall be an altar most holy." Now listen to this. There is something vital that must not be scanty in your house, is the anointing oil. Your office must be regular. The anointing is like a koboko whip. It kobokolizes the evil around your environment. You can check dictionary for that. It kills them. All the evil. You say, wait, oh, this tabernacle or this room where you are staying, or this house where you are staying, say, before you dwell there, he said, anoint it. Whenever you notice uprising against you in your office, I've done it many, many times while I was working in some of these organizations, I noticed all, I will get to office 7:30 assumption, I'll get there 6:30. Anoint everywhere. Anytime you notice an uprising against you, anoint everywhere. You use the anointing to cleanse the environment. You use the anointing to shed light to where there is darkness. Hello. You use the anointing to shed light. You are feeling some darkness in your house. Anoint it. You are feeling like there are evil spirits meandering and going around your house, around your room. One of our daughters here, one of the students, I think last year or so, came to me and said, her and her roommate, at night, somebody would just come to the room in black and say, I say, forget it. Bring oil. Let's pray on it. Anoint. That was the last time the call came. If it was a guy, I would have sent some pastors there at night to go and catch me and give the person a slap. If he's a human being, if he's a demon, then we'll see who will win. No, devil is just very stupid. Young ladies, I will read from morning to night, want to rest at night, you go to your and say, more or day. Praise the Lord. The anointing cleanses all such rubbish, cleanses them, liberates you from them, and removes all such things. It must not be far from your house. The anointing must not be something they say you are now start looking, you are looking for it all around the place. No, it should be something very handy. Something always around you to cleanse and to bring light into the environment. When you notice anywhere where there's so much darkness, anoint it. The light will shine there. The light in somebody's house, the light will shine there today. I said the light will shine there today. Number 5, benefit of the anointing that provokes liberation is that the anointing lifts burdens. Just like I said in earlier on in Isaiah 10 verse 27. Sometimes life can come with so much burden. Burdens of all kinds. Burdens that is beyond human comprehension. For example, it can come with a burden of sickness. And this burden can be easily lifted via the anointing. My prayer for somebody here today is that via today's anointing, everything that represents a burden around you shall be lifted in the name of Jesus. Every traces of any form of burden around your destiny shall be removed in the name of Jesus. In James 5 verse 14, the Bible says, is any sick among you, let him call upon the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. So the burden of sickness can be terminated through the anointing. You cut off the head of sickness. Your son is sick. You place anointing on your head. You place your hand on his head. Bam! You yourself, you are feeling feverish. You are feeling funny. You drink the anointing oil. You place it on your head. You anoint your feet. Your head. Your feet is feeling hot. You anoint the two. Or something is wrong around you. Or you are pregnant. You are feeling that. You are feeling that something, the baby wants to drop. You are anointing. You speak to it. Every traces of sickness that came here with you today will not go back with you in the name of Jesus. Everything that is called sickness must drop at this altar this morning in the name of Jesus. It must drop this morning in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? The anointing lifts burdens. Any form of burden is liftable via the power of the anointing that liberates. The anointing can lift any. I don't know what is like a burden to you that makes look as if you have a hunched back. You are carrying load that is more than your own. You are carrying load that is more than your own. That pastor that came yesterday, that pastor said, anywhere he goes, he said, when they check his passport, he said, your age. You look younger than your actual age. How many of you were blessed by that his short ministration yesterday? Awesome. Awesome. So you look younger than your age. At just going to 45, he's looking like he's a 30-year-old boy. That's what the anointing does. The anointing lifts burdens out of your life. Removes the burden. For somebody here today, the anointing will lift everybody in the name of Jesus. It will lift everybody in the name of Jesus. Number six benefit of the anointing that brings about liberation is turn around. In 1 Samuel 16 verse 12 to 13, David's life came. There was a turnaround in his life simply because of the anointing. What happened? David was a nobody in his family. You know the story very well. How? When the prophet went to the house, they did not even remember to call him. They did not remember to send. He said, send, bring me all your sons. They forgot him. Can you imagine your father? Somebody said, let me greet you, and he forgets just one person. That's why David said, even if my father and my mother forsake me, he said, God will never forsake me. That's why he said that. Because they practically forgot. He said, call all your sons, and he forgot that young man. Men might have forgotten you, but God will never forget you. And do you know the amazing thing? He was the one taking care of the father's properties. The father's business was in his hand, yet he was forgotten. To show you how humble he is. He was taking care of what they were used to eat. They were probably dancing disco. They were probably doing nightclub. They were probably enjoying the daddy's car, riding all around. He was on the field walking. Men forgot him, but God remembered him. Today, my God will remember you. Yeah. Friends, note this. All this your labor, all this your hard work in your husband's house, all this your labor in your office, it will soon pay off for you. Yeah. I say it will soon pay off for you. Yeah. All this your investment shall not be a wasted investment. All your labor and your hard work shall not be a wasted labor. Let others be saying they are just using us. They are just using us in this place. Don't say that. They are just using us. I feel being used. Don't even thank God that you can be used. David never thought like that. He was in the field. And suddenly, God sent for him. And he said, we will not sit down. And Samuel said unto Jesse, hear all thy children. And he said, they are remained yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he comes. Then Samuel took, and he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, with all of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him. That was what made the difference in the life of David. That arise, anoint him, was, it looks mystical. So they just anointed somebody. So that's all. That's all. That is all. The prophet doesn't need to jump up with acrobatics. Jump up and down before God can change your level. In this little simple way, I'm presenting the gospel to you. That is how simple your breakthrough will be. Amen. Your breakthrough will not be a complex situation. Amen. Your change of story will not be a complex situation. Amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. That pastor told us yesterday, he said his family, he said the gutter in front of their house was so bad that when you go in front, say you can look at yourself inside the gutter. He said, but now he has counted 56 times he has entered aircraft and he stopped counting. When he got to 56 times, number of aircraft, he said now he has gold. When he gets to a place, you have extra tickets you can use. Why? Because a turnaround came. For you and your family, a turnaround will come today. A turnaround will come today. He said they were so poor, the mother was sick. And he said, do you believe that one day you will go to London? The woman said, I believe. Then one day he went to the house and said, mommy, what's wrong? He said, I'm sick. He said, okay. But I've come to tell you that the time to go to London has finally come. He said, when? He said, now. You are traveling now. He said, the woman said, I'm coming. And went to the toilet. By the time she came out, she said, I'm okay. He said, I'm okay. That was 11 years ago. She went to London, came back. Then went second time and said, I'm not coming to Nigeria again. She's still there till now. Friends, very soon we must hear your testimony. 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 And as God liveth, it will not be long. I say it will not be long. So the anointing brings it. That was how David's life turned around. I can see everything turning around for my. I can see everything turning around. There are many parts of his story which he didn't tell you, and he's coming again sometime next year, and I'm sure he will tell you. But many other things that God can do. Can imagine somebody working in a place like Airtel as a manager and resigning and say, I want to go and work with God. It's like madness. But suddenly, God visited him here, visited him in that work. Just like God will visit you in the work of your hands. Whatever you are doing, God will visit you in it. Whatever you are selling, it will be profitable for you. Any work you are doing, it will become a profitable thing in your hands. And of course, the anointing for liberation brings protection and preservation. Protection. In Psalm 105, verse 14 and 15, Psalm 105, 14 and 15, the Bible says, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Also in 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 9 to 3, you know the story very well of the problem between David and Saul and how David had an opportunity to kill Saul. But he said, no, I cannot kill somebody who carries the anointing. I cannot stretch my hands and strike somebody who has the anointing. I will not do it. I will not do it. So it was the anointing on the life of Saul, like I quoted earlier, 1 Samuel 10 verse 1, that saved him in this place, 1 Samuel 23, verse 1 Samuel 26, verse 9 to 23. 1 Samuel 26, verse 9 to 23. Because of our time this morning, I want to round up early so that we can have more time to praise God. Now listen to this. What are the secrets of the anointing? What are the secrets of the anointing that brings liberation? Number one secret is passion for God. David said in Psalm 84 verse 10, for a day in their court, in thy court is like a thousand. David was a man who had passion for God's presence. His passion for God changed his life. A day in thy court is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper. David said, I will rather be opening doors in God's house than to dwell in a rich man's place, in a wicked person's city. David was addicted to God's house. No wonder God was addicted to his liberation. In Psalms 42 verse 1, Psalm 42 verse 1, the Bible says, as the hart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after. David was a man whose heart was panting after God always. If you want the anointing that liberates, you must be a person that is passionate for God. Passion. Passion. This is one thing most people don't have, especially in this part of the country. The drive is just not there, especially for the things of God. And that is why most people are very backward, but not in this church anyway. Because I'm speaking to great people that will become greater people. I'm speaking to great people that will become yet greater. But listen, if your desire is to have go into a higher realm with God, you must be passionate. Very passionate for God.
Bojo baro konro o tele Jesus o tele.
That is, no matter what, I will not stop pursuing God. Don't be a Christian of comfort. Be a Christian who has passion. Your heart is panting after God always. Every day. There's a strong desire in you for God. From today, you will never be tagged a passionless Christian in the name of Jesus. You will never be tagged a passionless Christian in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 132 verse 4 and 5. Psalm 132, 4 and 5. David said, I will not give sleep unto my eye or slumber to my eyelid until I find a place. Until I find a place for my God. Until I find a place for the Lord. An habitation for the most. That is, I will not rest until churches are built. I will not rest until more people are saved. That's passion. There's no rest for me except projects that are on are completed. That's passion. Pray for somebody here today. Brand new passion for God comes into your heart in the name of Jesus. What distinguished Paul? Paul was the last to come, but he was the first of all. Passion. Philippians 3, verse 13 and 14. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. He counted himself. He says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. A passionate person doesn't roam about past story. No. You are still on fire now. That's what they call passion. And you see, when we were, I was telling the pastors about a month ago or so, we did evangelism. And I was in evangelism myself with one of our church leaders here. I met a man. I said, good afternoon, sir. God bless you, sir. I want to invite you to our church. Do you know Jesus? He said, say, I'm a reverend. So, wonderful. Where's your church, sir? He said, you should know me. And he mentioned his name. I didn't know him. Then he said, good. And of course, I can't tell him I didn't know him. I said, oh, good, sir. But where's your church? He said, you see, I've moved to Ibadan. Oh, I said, oh, good. I know Ibadan very well. Which area in Ibadan? He said, you see, now we just go here and there for ministry. Actually, I was here between 19, what did I, 19, around 79, 80. We were very dominant here, up to 86 and all that before I left. I said, all right, sir. God be with you. I could not see any passion. I was only hearing stories. May you all never be like that. It smells when you hear such stories. Everybody, person, you are still alive. And you are telling them, then we used to, we were very dominant here. What are you doing now? You can walk, you can see, do everything. He was pressing phone when I saw him. So you are an agile man. Now look at Paul. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Verse 14. I press. That's passion. Passion makes you to press for more, for God. You're doing more. I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. That is what made Paul. He was pressing. He kept on at the work. He did not lose momentum. You will never lose your fire in the name of Jesus. Number two secret of the anointing is righteousness. You know that story, that popular scripture, Proverbs 14 verse 34. Righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach to any. If you are going to enjoy the anointing that brings about liberation, you must hate sin. Not that you have never sinned before, but you will hate sin. You don't sleep in sin. You don't wake inside sin. You have a hatred for sin. You have a distaste for sin. Anointing does not flow inside dirty vessels. Anointing does not flow inside dirty vessels. Psalms 45 verse 7 also tells us about the importance of righteousness in being anointed. Thou lovest righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore the Lord thy God has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellow. You hate wickedness. Some people say, come, let us steal this thing. Say, no, that's wickedness. Say, come, let us do this evil thing. Say, no. That is wickedness. You hate it. And because God can see that you hate wickedness and you love righteousness, then he pours his blessing on you. God will pour his blessing on you today. I say, God will pour his blessing on you today. If I were you, I would say a bigger amen. Number three, secret of the anointing is kingdom service. Psalms 89 verse 20. I've seen David my servant with my holy oil. I found David my servant with my holy oil. Have I anointed him? God always anoints servants. Because the anointing is for service. The purpose of the anointing is for service. Can you imagine the way I've been preaching this morning now? If I'm just at home and I'm watching football with this. The purpose of the anointing is to be available to serve your generation. If you hate service, you can't be anointed. And that's why you can be in business and be anointed in that business, because you like to serve people. You are an anointed doctor, an anointed caterer. You like to give good food. You don't put Maggi that can give people cancer inside the food, because you yourself, you eat the food. There are some things you don't put excess things inside that can cut their stomach. It makes the food very sweet, but when it gets inside their stomach, they have problem. Start going to the toilet. You are a painter and you are anointed to paint. Whereby people will look for you all over the world to come and paint. So who did this? This person. Who did this? This person. There is reference, regular reference, because of the way you do your things. I pray for somebody here today, God will grant unto you this grace in Jesus' name. Especially kingdom service work. There is nothing to be proud of to come to church and just sit down and leave. There's nothing to be proud of. When you come to God's house, the first thing that should come to your mind is, what can I do? That's how to be a good child of God. You can't be a baby of God for life. They can't be breastfeeding you for life. You have to reach maturity. You have to get to a point where you yourself start blessing others. That's what they call walking. Leadership. You are blessing in the self-fellowship system. You are blessing in the department. You are ministering. You are doing one thing or the other, either people see it or not. That's how to get the anointing. The anointing is for service. The more you serve, the more you are anointed. My prayer for everyone here today is that God will give you more grace. You have been serving, you will do more. Your children, for those who are youths here who are not yet married, your children will meet you in God's service. I say your children will meet you in God's service. Let me hear your loudest amen. Almost all our children, when they were born, almost all, I can't remember anyone, were born towards the time of fasting. So I was fasting on almost all of them's naming ceremony. Fasting for the breakthrough of others. Almost all, I can't remember if there's anyone that was born when I was not fasting. Almost all, from the first. It was around the fasting period and, you know, things like that. People were saying, this food is very nice. I said, yeah, this food is very good. Good. Glory to God. Hey, it's our cross and we have to carry it. Number four, secret of the anointing is prayer. If you want to be anointed, you have to be prayerful. Somebody say prayer. The more prayerful you are, the more anointed you are. In Matthew chapter 7, from verse 7 to 11. Matthew 7, 7 to 11. Ask and you shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened unto him. Or what man is there of you, whom if he asks for bread, and then he will give him stone? Or if he asks for fish, he will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. Anointing is a good gift. And it's a product of prayer. You have to fan the altar of your prayer. The fire must not go out. According to Leviticus 6 verse 13. Keep fanning the altar of your prayer. Praying in the spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost, and praying in understanding. You keep praying. 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 Then the anointing keeps increasing. The capacity to handle more responsibility keeps increasing because of a robust prayer life. And number five, secret of the anointing. I think I better stop right here this morning. Number five, secret of the anointing is humility. Someone say humility. Only the humble can be given the anointing. Satan was dethroned. It wasn't because Satan was involved in fornication that they dethroned him. Satan did not steal money when they dethroned him. Do you know his offense? Pride. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 15 to 17. This man was very beautiful and handsome. A musician in heaven. In charge of music. Doing very well. But Bible says, by the multitude of their merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned thereof. I will cast thee as a profane out of the mountain of God. I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Yes, please. Thy heart was lifted up. That was his problem. This was the reason why Satan is called Satan today. His heart was lifted up. God cannot stand that. Thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. And thou hast corrupted the wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. God disgraced Satan because Satan was proud. Pride is a destroyer of destiny. I've told you many times that God always assists people, but he resists the proud. And pride is most of the time of the heart. Satan was a musician. That's why musicians, all the musicians, people in the choir, you have to be very careful. Because of your talent, there's a tendency to want to be proud. Like as I'm preaching now, if you're a musician that is proud, you cannot sit on that message. A musician that is proud, immediately you drop instrument, you walk out. Or when they are preaching, you are pressing something. You are pressing, you are writing a song, or you are talking to your guys, and I'll soon be there to come and. That was the same thing that killed Satan. His talent deprived him of his title. God withdrew his benefits, withdrew his anointing, simply because his heart was lifted. If your desire is to increase in the anointing, keep yourself humble. Be correctable. Be approachable. Be the kind of person that God can tell, this thing is wrong. I say, I'm sorry. Be the kind of person that easily you take to, you don't even let them to say that correction two times. You got it immediately and you correct yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, my prayer here this morning is that the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow shall be added to your lives in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? If you are blessed this morning, give Jesus a big clap. Hallelujah.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.